A Sack Full of Feathers, written by Debbie Waldman and illustrated by Cindy Revell, narrated by David Skulski. In the village of Olkinik lived a boy named Yanko, who loved to tell stories. Not his own stories, mind you. Yanko found other people's stories far more interesting. And because his father owned the village store, and the store was where everyone gathered to trade news, Yanko was able to overhear many stories, which he took great pride in repeating.
"Oi, can you believe what I did?"
Reb Wolf was laughing so loudly he could barely get the words out of his mouth.
"What? What did you do this time?"
The men pressed closer to the baker, eager for more.
"I lost my glasses again."
Reb Wolf paused and let out such a thunderous whoop that Yankel dropped his broom.
"And so I put salt in the rugelach, not sugar. Salt! Like stones those rugelach would have tasted."
The men erupted in laughter.
"That's nothing," one called out. "My wife's rugelach tastes like candle wax."
And another piped up.
"My wife's tastes like old shoes."
Yanko slipped out the door to tell his friends the latest news. So he never heard the end of the story, where Reb Wolf told the men how his wife discovered the mistake and made him throw away the dough.
"Even the chickens wouldn't eat it," he said.
At the schoolyard, Yanko was so busy telling his latest story that he didn't see the rabbi standing nearby.
"That crazy Reb Wolf," Yanko said. "He put salt in the rugelach, not sugar, salt. Imagine that, those rugelach."